How many have already got all the words down in the jigsaw puzzle you've looked at enough times today? Raise your hand. How many of you looked at me every moment and didn't even notice that sign back there? Okay, good. And thank you for lying for me. And how many think the last word there is Lord? How many think the last word there is love? How many of you think it's irritating we didn't put it? Okay. We have another crossword puzzle. We've rearranged it, but we want to show you the completeness, finishing, being completed in Christ. And so that's our this year is we're trying to deepen our relationship with Christ so we will become complete. We want to, as a church, see what God can do if we are deeply in Christ as a church. We're going to determine to get everybody to seek and to finish getting completed in their own personal life. And in their home, getting God, our homes completed in Him, and letting God meet their needs. Let God meet your needs after you meet with Him and get to be close to Him. Those are our goals this year. Things we'll do, I guess, is a little bit different. We mentioned this morning we're going to have the prayer closet. Has anybody signed up for the prayer closet yet? Have we got anybody signed up for that? Okay, it's out there. We need to have that by Thursday. We'd like to have somebody on Thursday, Sunday morning, Sunday night. The sign-up sheet there. We're going to have the prayer closet this year because one of the things we want this year is to become a church of prayer. We have not done as well as that as I would like. I like when you pray after the services. I like to us get together. I like some of you during the week who are friends. Maybe sometime you get together and just have an hour prayer meeting. Fellows, we come here on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. and fellowship for a few minutes and pray. We have Saturday morning prayer breakfast. But our Wednesday night's more prayer than Saturday morning probably. And we need you to really get, you ladies, maybe you can get together for an hour with some of your friends and pray. We want to become a church of prayer again because we want to get completed in Him, and prayer always brings His presence. We want to the prayer closet and become a church of prayer more than we are right now. We're going to have a conference in January. I think it's the 18th. And the 20th and 21st, on a Thursday and Saturday night and Sunday night, it's probably in our bulletins, with Brother David Cox, and it's going to be called a Complete Christian Conference. I told him our theme for this year. I talked to him probably September, and told him, this is our theme. I want you to talk to us about being complete Christians. We're going to meet on a regular Thursday night, then Saturday night, then Sunday night. I'll do Sunday morning, and we're going to, he's been a Christian a lot longer than I have. He's a good man, has a great family. I think he can help teach us to become complete Christians, and so hope that you can, that'll be one thing we've never had before, Complete Christians Conference. We also have Brother Fisher coming, and that's on May 17th and 18th, and Brother Doug Fisher is pastors in San Diego, California. He's got a great church there, almost about 2,000 people, and Brother Fisher is a unique guy. People have told me a lot that he is wired like I'm wired. He's kind of an introvert, and he's just a great preacher of the Bible and really teaches you the Word of God. And we'll have a big crowd for that. A lot of people like him, and around here we'll get a lot of churches coming, and that'll be in May. We're going to have communion five times this year. It'll be every quarterly, and then it'll be two Sunday nights on the fifth Sunday. We'll have communion five times this year. We'll have a fall program like normal. We're going to have a church mission trip. I'm going to Haiti in February, at the start of February. And then we're going to go on a mission trip, those of you who want to go. And and I'm not sure we're going to go. What we're going to do is, what'll happen, I'll tell you what's going to happen, is the Lord always does this, is we will find some missionary who needs a visit, and right then we'll find plane tickets to that country are very cheap. That's what'll happen. And so that's how we'll do that. God always opens those doors like that. And I'm thinking I'll probably go to Central America. Could be Belize, Honduras, Costa Rica, Panama. Could be anywhere down there. But Guatemala could be anywhere. But I'm thinking that could end up in Mexico, could end up in the Philippines. I don't know where we'll go, but we're going to take a mission trip. I'm thinking it'll probably be later in the year, probably around November. But we don't know that for sure. And we'll have to see what God opens up on there. There's a men's conference April 13th and 14th in Oregon we're going to go down to. We're going to have more ladies' prayer breakfasts. Ladies, you can stop bothering me. And you're going to have more ladies' prayer breakfasts. They really enjoyed that. Youth conference, we're going to go to Santa Clara, California, July 25th through 28th. We're going to have two workers' conference we're going to, February in San Diego, and then in June in Lancaster, California. We are going to have more activities with different groups. We're going to try to have a couples retreat. We're going to try to do some singles activities and more teen activities this coming year because we want to work on the different groups to become complete in their marriages or in being single or in as teenagers. So we'll have more activities like that where we separate you and teach you in your own individual group. We've got to get the music better this year. It's a goal. It's something we really want to work on. There's a lot of things. We really want to have a good music program. We are stuck with me leading the singing until we can find somebody better. We don't really have a pianist right now. We don't have an organist, a musician, a violinist, maybe a harmonica. Maybe, I don't know, but we don't have much. But I want a good music program. I want a classy music program. I want something we can praise and worship God and really with our hearts and feel it and be into it and like it. We're not there. We're a long way from it. And I don't know how it happened except for God just brings the right people along. So pray about that. But we really just have to make progress in our music program this year and get that done. And one thing is possible we're going to do, and this is going to take God opening a couple doors, but what I'd really like to do this year is I'd like to start a church. And I'd like to start a church in Renton. And I want us to start it. I learned a lot of things with the last church plants we started, and learned some things not to do, and learned some things. We got to have the right person. We might have to plant it ourselves. We know how to plant a church in this area. It takes God, but we've learned how to do it. We've done everything the hard way and learned through a long process. I would like to get a man who wants to start a church in the Northwest, bring him to our church. And train him in our church, and then start a church with him. That's what I like to do. It might not work out that way. The other idea is we will go start a church, get it going, and then candidate a man for that church, somebody from some Bible college. We'd like to start a church this year. I don't know if that'll happen. I think God's going to have to open a couple doors with that. But we'd like to start a church. We just got to start reaching this area. We hit Des Moines, Kent, part of Federal Way, part of SeaTac, part of Burien. Don't touch Tukwila. Don't touch Renton. We just can't. We once in a blue moon will hit Auburn. And that's a lot for a little church our size. But this area is not getting reached. And Seattle we got to get to eventually. We really got to get up to, we really got to get over to Renton, Bellevue, all the way up in that area. We've got to get down southeast. Towards Covington, all that. There's a lot to do. So there's some good churches that are doing a good work, but there are some areas that there's just a void. And Renton is one of those areas. And from Renton, you can reach Tukwila. You can actually reach over to Bellevue, Factoria. I like to do that. And we'd like to do that this coming year if we could, and try to get that done. And then as far as a building, we don't know what's going to happen this year. This building lease, if I'm thinking right, we have 5 months left. And I'm pretty sure about that. We have 5 months left on the lease. After that, are we going to stay here? I have no idea. I hope we're too big for this building in 5 months. That'd be my hope. I don't know. I've been calling in other buildings just to be ahead of the curve, just because I always do that. I would like to start a building fund this year and start putting aside a pretty good amount of money. We've never done that. We've had too many immediate needs. These last 3 years, we just tried to keep people in their houses and keep people's lights on and pay our own rent and keep the buses picking people up. And print tracks, and help missionaries around the world. We've been so bared at that. We haven't been able to get ahead and put any money for a building fund. And I don't want to go $3 million in debt to go buy a building. And so we'd like to, this year, we'll see what happens. We would like to have more classes. I'll tell you what I'd like to have. I'd like to have a Spanish class, and I'd like to have a couples class. But we can't do that in this building. There's no way to do it. We already have two shuttles for classes. Now, that doesn't discourage me. It doesn't upset me at all. We're glad we're free, and we could just have church, and we're fine. We would like to start some more things and have more classes this year. So pray about that. I don't know where God. I'm sure God will take care of us when we get there. We might stay in this building. We might find something better. I don't know. I'm not too worried about it. I'm going to focus on getting close to God. He can walk up and give us a building for free if he wants. But I want to please him. And the thing we don't want to do is get ourselves into financial trouble by thinking we got to have some building. And that's the thing we're always careful about. And that's why we're always okay financially, because we don't have to have things. And So that's our year this year. These are our themes this year. That's kind of what we're focusing on this year. That's our vision for this year. We need prayer. We need God's presence. This is going to be a great year. I can't wait to see what God's going to do in your lives and in this ministry here. I've got two things I'm working on immediately with myself, and that I got to fix and complete myself in. You'll notice if I fix them. I hope you have some things you're working on. I don't know if I'm a New Year's resolution guy. I just, either I do it or I don't. I don't lie to myself. I know if I'm not going to do something. And I don't even say I'm going to. If I'm saying I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. But I hope you plan on fixing and becoming complete this year and completing yourself. Yes, sir?
You're also doing Open Door International, right?
Correct. That Open Door International is not going to affect Open Door Baptist that much, except for save us some money on missions trips, hopefully. But we're going to be doing that. Open Door International is almost up completely. We're most of the way there. Probably by the end of the week, we'll pretty much just be applying for grants at that point. So, yes, sir, Rich.
You say possibility of a new building or church. Is that specifically Des Moines, or are you open to Kent?
If I go anywhere, I like to go south toward Federal Way. Okay. This area is wide open. We would go to... I'd like to stay up on the hill. I'd like to stay up here on the hill because Pack Highway is so needy and the area around it is so needy. But if God opened a big door and we could move down to 200th, I'd do that. So we're not really stuck, but I don't want to go too far. I know where there's some other good churches who are doing a good job reaching the area, and I really don't want to be right next to them is my only concern. So anybody else have any questions? Well, let's please God this year and see what he does. And I'm so excited because you might say, I've got so much baggage, I got so many problems, I've messed everything up, I got so many things to fix. You're complete in him. You've got all the potential in the world. You can do great things. You can be all fixed. I don't care what you've been through, you're complete in him. And I think God's done that in my life and met all my needs that I've had, and I was a mess. And you just got to get Christ. He's what you need. All right, we're going to pray and be dismissed, and we'll have a great week this week. We'll see you.